sister is translating for me.
Special.
He is special. The topic of our sermon today is the true meaning of love.
我们每个人都知道爱。
Everybody knows love.
我们也很希望能够被爱。
We long to be loved.
但是并不是每个人都知道怎么样子才是真正的爱。
But not everybody knows the true meaning of love.
我想圣经里面哥林多前书第13章4到8节。
The 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8.
有一段我们把它叫做爱篇。
That's the verse we called the verse of love.
我来读, 中文我们的, 小芬姐妹给我们用英文来读。
I'll read the Chinese first, and then we read in
English. 爱是恒久忍耐,又有恩慈, 爱是不嫉妒, 不自夸, 不张狂。
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
不做害羞的事, 不求自己的益处, 不轻易发怒, 不计算人的恶。
It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
在前面还有一些座位。
There are more seats in the front. Please come
到前面来好吗?
Towards the front.
哦,他们都找到座位了。
They all found seats at the back.
其实坐在前面也不坏。
It's not so bad to sit in the front.
也不要钱。
It doesn't cost you anything.
以前我跟人家讲坐在前面有个坏处。
I told people before that sit in front has one thing that's not good.
常常这个坐在前面要打伞。
Usually you need to have umbrella in the front.
因为讲员口沫横飞。
Because the speakers talk so excited. You will feel the water coming down.
You have to take an umbrella.
You have to take an umbrella to shield
okay,
yourself.
我们继续看,
Let's continue.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice it with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
这一段圣经呢，非常有名。
It's a very famous Bible verse.
就算连不信主的人，也都说这是不朽之作。
Even Gentiles say it's indestructible writings.
大家都很喜欢这一段圣经。
Everybody loves this verses.
甚至有一首歌叫做爱的真谛。
There is one song called the true meaning of love.
在台湾的时候非常的流行。
It was very famous in Taiwan for a time.
连不信主的都把它当流行歌曲来唱。
Even Gentiles sing it as a popular song.
那么我们今天要花一点时间来读，来研究这段经文。
We are going to spend some time to think about these verses.
首先说，忍耐跟恩慈。
Let's talk about patient and kind.
全篇从忍耐开始。
It started with patience.
你发现没有，一点都不罗曼蒂克。
It is not romantic at all.
我们先讲婚姻当中的忍耐。
Let's talk about the endurance in marriage.
当刚刚结婚的时候,
when you just got married,
度蜜月的时候,
when in your honeymoon,
两个人如胶似漆,
they are like glued together.
没有什么忍耐可言,
you don't need patience or endurance.
但是蜜月度完的时候,
but after the honeymoon,
就开始真相原形毕露,
then we show our true self.
开始有摩擦,
then there's friction.
所以在这个时候所需要运用的第一件事情
The first thing we need
就是忍耐
Is patience
那么当然这种摩擦不是只有一次两次的
Of course this kind of friction is not only once or twice
因为两个不一样的人
Because we are two different people
各有各的个性
We have all our own personality
各有各的过去
We have our own past
我们有一些已经养成的习惯
We have The habits are already formed.
在结婚了以后,
After the marriage,
当然会持续地表现出来。
All habits will continue to come.
造成婚姻之中之间的摩擦。
That forms the friction in the marriage.
小事，好比如说这个牙膏从在上面挤还是下面挤。
Small things like which way do you squeeze the tube of the toothpaste?
都会造成一些摩擦。
It will cause frictions.
那么至于吃什么东西、喝什么东西，那就更不用讲。
As to what to eat, what to drink, cause more frictions.
这些都需要忍耐的。
All these need patience.
那更糟糕的事情是，结婚了多年以后。
Even what is even worse is after few years of marriage.
开始的那个激情没有了。
The love we had in the beginning have lost.
剩下来的。
What is left?
除了忍耐就是忍耐。
It's patience and more patience.
所以你们这些年轻人想结婚的。
So this, you young people who wants to get married,
你们先学会忍耐的功课。
You need to learn the lesson of patience.
这不是我讲的。
This is not my words.
这是圣经说的。
This is the words of the Bible.
爱第一件事情就是很久忍耐。
The first thing of love is patience.
不光是忍耐，要很久忍耐。
It's not only patience, it's endurance, long suffering.
翻得非常好。圣经上面说，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
In the Bible, it says perseverance produces character, and character produces hope.
老练在原文里面的意思就是一个品德的意思。
Character means the attributes of your person.
但是我们老练在中文里面还有另外一个意思。
But character means in Chinese, it means something else.
就是生了老茧。
It's the scale that grow on your skin.
因为有老茧的关系。
Because of the scale.
所以我们就有点麻木了。
So we become insensitive.
没有那么痛了。
It doesn't hurt that much.
所以忍耐的结果就变成老练。
So after long patience, you become insensitive.
但是原文里面的意思，除了老练以外。
But in the original language, besides character,
它是告诉我们忍耐能够增加我们的品格。
It says that the perseverance would produce our good character.
我心里面想，我说我们在婚姻当中能够培养出什么样的品德出来。
So I'm thinking, what kind of character can we produce in the marriage?
在我跟喜林的婚姻。
Between my marriage with 喜林。
我们已经结婚四十年了。
We've been married for 40 years.
我的老茧是很厚的。
The scale in my heart is very thick.
我相信他也一样。
I'm sure it's the same for 喜林。
那我就想，我们有什么样的品德呢
？So I think, what kind of character do we have?
我想我们有一件事情。
I think there's one thing.
是我们刚结婚的时候没有的。
That we don't have, we did not have when we just got married.
那就是什么呢
？What is that?
就是当我们有冲突的时候。
When we have conflict.
我学会了。不要让这个冲突升高。
We learn not to let the conflict get worse.
我们在什么事情上面有冲突
？Whatever things we have conflict.
我们就把这个冲突就摆在这个冲突本身上面。
We will limit this conflict within that thing.
不要把它扩大。
We don't expand it.
最糟糕的这种冲突是什么呢
？What's the worst conflict?
有了冲突。
When we have conflict.
就想起。还有别的冲突，以前也得罪我。
That reminds us the previous conflict, all the history.
把所有的老账都翻出来。
We bring out all the history.
冲突就扩大了。
So the conflict become bigger and bigger.
在婚姻当中不应该这样子。
We should not. It should not be like that in marriage.
我们在我们人跟人之间的关系也是一样。
It's the same as relationship between human beings.
我们也不应该把冲突扩大。
We should not expand the conflict.
我们先能够控制这个冲突。
We first control the size of the conflict.
我们在这个冲突当中谋求一个解决。
We seek this resolution within the conflict.
等一下我会告诉你怎么解决。
I'll tell you how to resolve it.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
你有了老练以后。
When you have character.
你就会产生盼望。
Then you will have hope.
我觉得盼望非常的重要。
I think hope is very important.
初代的基督徒是处在一种受苦的情况之下。
初代。
初代。
The new generation? first generation of Christians in a situation that's a lot of sufferings.
他们在受苦当中还有盼望。
They have hope even though they were in sufferings.
为什么他们要受苦呢？
Why did they have to suffer?
他们可以放弃他们的信仰。
They can give up their faith.
如果放弃的话，他们这些受的苦全部都马上就没有了。
If they give up their faith, they have no more sufferings.
但是他们不愿意放弃这个信仰。
But they do not want to give up their suffering.
为什么？
Faith. Why?
因为他们爱耶稣。
Because they love Jesus Christ.
圣经说不是我、不是我们先爱耶稣，乃是因为耶稣先爱我们。
The Bible says that it's not we love Christ first, it's that Jesus Christ loved us first.
所以我们跟主的关系是一个爱的关系。
The relationship between us and Christ is the relationship of love.
在这爱当中产生的忍耐。
Perseverance is produced during the love.
在这个爱当中产生的老练。
The character is produced during love.
都是因为我们有一个盼望。
It's all because we have a hope.
对那些受苦的基督徒来说。
To those who are suffering Christians.
盼望是我们主将来有一天会把我们接到天家去。
The hope is that one day we'll go to heaven with Christ.
那里不再有眼泪。
There's no more tears.
那里不再有苦难。
There's no more sufferings.
所以这些当初代的基督徒可以忍受这样子的苦难。
That's why all the first generation Christians in Jesus' time, they can endure those sufferings.
那我们在婚姻当中呢？
So how about in marriage?
我们在婚姻当中也有盼望。
During the in marriage, we also have hope.
因为主应许我们。
Because God promised us.
只要在婚姻当中有主同在。
As long as we have Jesus Christ in our marriage,
所有的摩擦，
all kinds of frictions,
所有的苦难，
all kinds of sufferings,
所有的你现在所必须要做的忍耐，
all that endurance you have to go through,
将来都会得到一个完满的解决。
It will become a good result.
有主同在就是天堂。
When we have Jesus, it is heaven.
一个婚姻当中有主同在。
When there's Jesus Christ in your marriage,
这个婚姻就是天堂。
This marriage is in heaven.
圣经上面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourself as you follow Christ Jesus.
基督自己忍耐。
Jesus set an example of endurance.
给我们做一个很好的榜样。
It is example for us.
他在上十字架之前。
Before he went onto the cross.
他就知道他要受人世间最残忍的刑罚。
He knew he's going to suffer the most cruel thing in this world.
他在克西马尼园里面的祷告。
In Gethsemane he prayed.
他说若是可行把这个杯拿走。
If it's possible, take this cup away.
他有人的软弱。
He has the weakness in human.
但是他说然而。
But, he said, but.
不要从我的意思要从你的意思。
But not my will, it's be, let your will be done.
这样的忍耐。
This kind of suffering, endurance.
是我们的榜样。
It's our example.
因为我们在婚姻当中知道神在婚姻当中有他的崇高的一个美意。
Because we know God has a high good will in our marriage.
所以我们忍耐是有意义的。
So the endurance, the patience we have has a meaning.
我们学习耶稣。
We learn from Jesus Christ.
这里讲到有消极跟积极两种。
We talk about the passive and active.
忍耐是消极的。
Endurance is passive.
是不够的。
It's not enough.
这里告诉我们需要还有恩慈。
Kindness.
因为恩慈是积极的，是主动的。
Kindness is active.
我们如果跟一个人的关系只不过是在忍耐上面。
If our relationship with other people is only endurance.
这是停留在一个比较低的阶段。
It stays at a lower level.
这里告诉我们，我们必须要做下一步。
Here is telling us we need to do take one more step.
我们还要对那个对方，我们 对他忍耐的那个对方要对他好。
The person we are showing endurance, we need to be kind to them.
除了忍耐对方的不好，还要主动对对方示好。
Not just endure the wrongs of others, but actively show your kindness.
真是不容易啊。
It is not easy.
但是靠着主，没有难成的事情。
But in God, nothing is impossible.
我跟喜林有一次在国内做短宣的时候
，This one time I was with Xilin in China, for short-term mission.
我们在上海
，We're in Shanghai.
在一个家庭教会里面遇到一位姐妹
，It's in a family church. We saw a sister.
House church. 我们见到一位姐妹
，We saw a sister.
这位姐妹跟喜林说
，This sister told Xilin.
她的丈夫在另外一个城市工作
，Her husband is working in another city.
那么、因为她在上海有很好的工作
Because she has a very good job in Shanghai
她就没有跟她的丈夫到另外那个城市去
She didn't go with her husband to the other city
这样的情形、持续了两年
The situation lasts for 2 years
她就发现她丈夫在另外城市里面有外遇
He found out his husband has an affair in the other city
中国叫做小三是吧
In Chinese it's called little three
我也从来不知道为什么叫做小三哈。
I never know why they call that term.
啊，为什么叫小三啊？第三者。
little third.
妙迪非常的聪明。
It's the third person in the marriage, little third.
那么这个啊、结果呢，就有第三者出来了。
And there's the third person in the marriage.
我们的姐妹当然非常的难受。
The sister is very, very sad.
不知道该怎么办。
She doesn't know what to do.
她的丈夫不是基督徒。
Her husband is not a Christian.
喜林就鼓励我们的姐妹。
So, Xilin encouraged our sister.
要走在主的道路里面。
She has to walk in the path of the Lord.
在这段时间，你跟你的丈夫的这个关系。
During this time, your relationship with your husband.
非常的重要。
It's very important.
要特别的关心你的丈夫。
You have to show more concern for your husband.
虽然他不在你身边。
Even though he is not with you.
常常给他打电话。
Call him frequently.
发短信。
Email him.
短信 ，short message.
Short message.
因为 email 还要看哈，短信的话随着他到什么地方就跟着他哈。那么，所以呢，要表示她对她丈夫的关心。
You need to show your love for your husband.
而且不是表面的。
It's not superficial.
是从心里面出来的。
From the bottom of her heart.
另外，在这段期间
，besides that, during this time,
姐妹跟神的关系要更加的亲密。
You need to get closer to God during this time.
多读经，多祷告。
Read the Bible and pray more.
因为神是你的安慰。
Because God is your comfort.
很奇妙的。
Very strangely,
我们再过了一年，再到那边去做短宣的时候
，After a year, we went back there for a shorter mission.
这位姐妹告诉我
，This sister told us,
她丈夫有改变
，The change in her husband.
而且最奇妙的
，What is more wonderful?
她的丈夫工作调到上海来了
，Her husband has a job change and he came back to Shanghai.
全家团圆
，The whole family is together.
而且很奇妙的
，and wonderfully，
那个小三也到上海来了。
That little three came to Shanghai too。
各位弟兄姐妹们，我们的姐妹对她的丈夫好。
Brother and sister, this sister was very kind to her husband。
是应该的。
It is what God commanded。
除了忍耐以外，还有恩慈。
More than endurance, there need to be kindness。
但是对这个小三呢？
But to the little third,
这个能够对她好吗
？Can you be nice to her, be kind to her?
我们的姐妹真的能做到不念旧恶
？Our sister can really do forget about the past.
主动的去找这个人
，and actually sought out that person.
带她到教会去
，bring her to church.
最后的结果是，不但她的丈夫信耶稣
，the result is that her husband became a Christian.
这个小三也信耶稣。
The little three became a Christian too.
这位小三信了耶稣以后
，This little three after she became a Christian，
他知道 这件事情是主不喜悦的事。
She knew it. This is not pleasing to God.
主动的跟姐妹的丈夫一刀两断。
So she broke up with the husband of the sister.
最后的结果非常非常的令人感动。
The end result is very touching.
后来我就听说。
And then I heard.
我们姐妹的丈夫又调了工作。
The husband of the sisters have another job change.
跑到哈尔滨去了。
Went to Harbin.
这回我们的姐妹马上就辞职跟着去了。
And this sister quit her job and went with her husband.
感谢赞美主。
Give praise and thank to God.
所以圣经给我们的教导。
So the Bible teaches us.
恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Long endurance and have kindness.
讲的真是不错。
Is right, right saying.
我们这段圣经马上下面就讲了八个不。
There are eight don'ts after this passage.
不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义。
And the eight don'ts are don't envy, boast, pride, rudeness, self-seeking, easy anger, don't remember others wrong, and don't delight in evil.
我们发现这八件事情。
We found out this eight don'ts.
都是我们的老我。
They are all our old selves.
或者是叫天然我。
Or natural selves.
我们生下来就是这个样子。
We were born this way.
我们这是我们原原本本的，我们就这个样子。
This is how we were born. This original us.
不管你受多好的教育。
Doesn't matter how much education you received.
不管你有多高的地位
Doesn't matter what position you are
我们每个人里面都是这个样子
Inside of us, every one of us is the same thing
但是这种事情在跟人的关系当中
But with, between the relationship of people
具有毁灭性的伤害
These has destructive function in our relationship
所以圣经对我们的教训
So the Bible tells us
告诉我们，我们必须要把这些天然我里面的这些劣根性除掉。
Bible told us need to get rid of this old selves.
然后他告诉我们有四个凡事。
And there are four always.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Always protect, always trust, always hope, and always persevere.
这个包容这个字，在这个英文圣经里面翻成保护。
The one in Chinese, protection in Chinese means you accept everything.
Or tolerate.
Tolerate everything.
你发现没有？这都是新生命的表现。
These are all signs of a new life.
所以我读到这个爱篇，我忽然发现，原来这段经文是在讲生命的改变。
So when I read this verses of love, I found out this is talking about the change of lives, the new life coming out.
没有生命的改变。
If there's no change of new life,
没有真正的爱。
There's no new life and love.
这里很清楚地告诉我们。
This is clearly tells us.
我们必须要经历圣灵在我们里面所做的工。
We have to experience the work of the Holy Spirit inside our heart.
这里说凡事忍耐
It says always persevere
从忍耐开始从忍耐结束
It's starting with patience and end with perseverance
但是忍字头上一把刀啊
In the Chinese character the word persevere or patience is a knife on top of the character heart
而且这把刀是插在心上的
And the knife is on top of the heart stab into the heart
非常非常的痛苦
It's very painful
真是不容易
It's not easy
但是靠着主我们可以这样做
But depends on God Rely on God We can do it
真正的爱从忍耐开始
The true love starts with persevere
我们现在圣经里面看一个榜样
Let's see an example in the Bible
在约翰福音的最后一章
The last chapter of the book of John
有一段记载
It's recorded
这段记载是发生在耶稣基督已经从死里复活以后。
It's recorded after Jesus resurrected from death.
耶稣的大徒弟彼得。
Jesus apostle Peter.
他曾经三次不认主。
He denied Christ three times.
所以等到耶稣基督从死里复活以后。
when Jesus resurrected from death.
他没有脸见耶稣。
He was ashamed to face Jesus.
他也更知道他自己没有资格再去跟随耶稣。
He knew that he's not qualified to follow Jesus.
所以他就决定重操旧业去打鱼。
So he picked up his old trade, fishing.
圣经上面说，有其他的这些门徒们也跟着他去打鱼。
That the Bible told us that other disciples went with Peter to fish.
结果在通宵作业打鱼，一条都没有打到。
They fished all night and didn't get any fish.
到了黎明的时候。
When dawn came,
他们非常的疲累。
They were tired.
他们把船摇到靠岸边的时候。
They rowed the boat to the shore.
在蒙蒙的黎明的这种天光当中，看到岸上有人。
With the daylight, when the day is still dark, they saw Jesus. Somebody is on the shore.
听那个人说话。
They heard that person say.
是耶稣。
They knew it's Jesus Christ.
耶稣明知故问。
Jesus knew, but he still asked.
说你们打到鱼没有？
Did you get any fish?
他们说没有。
He said no.
耶稣就说，你把你的网下在船的右边。
Jesus told them to put the net on the right side of the boat.
我读到这里的时候，
When I read this,
我说真是外行指导内行。
I think this is not specialists trying to tell.The specialist what to do.
因为耶稣是个木匠啊。
Because Jesus was a carpenter.
这些彼得啊、约翰这些人，他们是 professional fishermen.
Peter and all these disciples 是职业渔夫。
你想想看，这些渔夫都打不到鱼。
Think about it. If the professional fisherman cannot get any fish,
这个木匠能够告诉他能打鱼吗？
Can a carpenter tell them how to fish?
但是这些门徒们却遵照耶稣的吩咐，把网打在船的右边。
But all these disciples listened to Jesus and put the net on the right side of the boat.
我们在这个以色列住圣地这个游中的时候。
When we went to toward the Jerusalem, the Holy Land.
The Holy Land, 对。那么我们也在加利利湖上面有一个游览。
We also sail on the Lake of Galilee.
我就特别问那个船上的水手。
I asked the sailor on the boat.
我说这个湖里面有鱼吗？
Are there any fish in the lake?
他说有。
He said yes.
我说这个鱼在湖的什么地方？
I asked where in the lake are these fish?
他说在湖的中间的地方。
He said it's in the middle of the lake.
我说圣经上面说。这些门徒们在靠岸的时候，已经离岸很近的地方的时候，往下网打鱼。
In the Bible, it says that disciples rowed the boat close to the shore and then they fish.
而且打上来153条大鱼。
And they got 153 big fish.
我说怎么回事？
How could that be?
那位水手弟兄。
The sailor told.
Miracle.
It's a miracle.
告诉我。是神迹。
It's a miracle.
所以在主所做的事情，他完全可以使不可能变成可能。
So Jesus Christ can do impossible things.
圣经上面说。
The Bible says.
彼得把这一网大鱼拉上来了。
Paul pulled the whole net of fish up to the boat.
高兴得不得了。
They're so happy.
大概在数那些鱼啊。
They were probably counting the fish, the number of fish.
这一条大概可以卖十块钱。
That this fish can sell for $10.
这条更大，大概可以卖20块钱。
This one even bigger, probably $20.
哦，一算，哎呀，发了一笔小财啊。
After counting, they say, "Oh, we made a fortune."
高兴得很。
They're so happy.
这时候，耶稣就说了。
Then Jesus said,
约翰的儿子西门。
Simon, son of John.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than these?
我想，耶稣是指着这些鱼说的。
I think Jesus was pointing to this fish.
因为约翰彼得当时的注意力全在这个鱼身上。
Because Peter's attention is on the fish.
耶稣要把彼得的注意力从这个鱼身上再回到他自己身上。
Peter is Jesus is trying to point Peter's attention from the fish to Jesus Christ himself again.
就问他，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And ask Peter, do you truly love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣就对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said, feed my lambs.
这句话当中，你如果看原文的话，你发现爱这个字是用两个不同的希腊文来表示的。
If you read the original language Greek, you'll find out there are two different words for love.
耶稣说你爱我比这些更深嘛，耶稣用的爱的字是 agape.
When Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? He used the word agape.
但是当彼得回答耶稣的时候，他用的字是 filial.
When Peter answered Jesus, he used the word filial.
Agape.是什么意思？
What does agape mean?
Agape 是一种无私的爱。
Agape means unconditional love.
是一种不求回报的爱。
Agape love doesn't ask for return.
是一种爱，是不计任何代价的。
It's a kind of love that you don't count the cost.
你爱我，我固然爱你，你不爱我，我还爱你。
If you love me, I will love you. But even if you don't love me, I still love you.
没有任何条件的。
There's no condition.
Filial 什么意思？
What does filial mean?
Filial 是朋友之间的爱。
Filial is a friendship love.
一种有条件的爱。
It's a conditioned love.
你爱我，我就爱你。
If you love me, I love you.
你如果不爱我，我也不爱你。
When you don't love me, I don't love you either.
我们美国有一个城市叫做费城。
In America, there's a city called Philadelphia.
费城这个字 Philadelphia 就是两个字，两个希腊字的连起来的。
Philadelphia is a combination of two Greek words.
Delphia 是兄弟的意思。
Delphia means brothers.
Phila 就是这个字，爱。
Phila is the same word filial here.
所以费城这个字
，So Philadelphia
就是兄弟的爱。
Is a brotherly love.
是一种人跟人之间的爱。
It's talk about the love between people.
但不是耶稣基督讲的爱。
It's not the kind of love that Jesus Christ talked.
耶稣基督问彼得的是
，When Jesus asked Peter,
你爱我是用一种不求回报的爱吗？
Do you love me with the love without any cost or condition?
你爱我是能够爱到一个程度，能够牺牲奉献吗？
Do you love me to the extent that you can sacrifice all you have?
彼得不是笨蛋。
Peter is not a fool.
他知道耶稣基督用的字是他自己不能承受的。
Peter knew that the kind of love Jesus asked is not the kind that he can
所以他回答的时候
so when he answered,
他用了另外一个字
he used another word.
他只是说我是一种兄弟的爱
he said, this, the love I can give is a brotherly love.
是有一种限度的爱
it's limited love.
各位弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们看看彼得
let's look at Peter.
圣经上面记载
the Bible recorded,
在吃最后的晚餐的时候
During the Last Supper,
耶稣说：“我马上就要被人家抓起来了。”
Jesus told them he is going to be captured, arrested very soon.
彼得就说
：“Peter said,
他说，别人可能会离你而去。
Even if all fall away,
众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
Even if all fall away, I will not.
哇，好大口气啊
！He's boasting.
我就想起。”这个爱篇当中的说，我不自夸，不张狂。
That reminds me in the love verses. It says, "Do not boast, do not 张狂
proud."
Proud.
彼得在这个地方刚好犯了这个错误。
Peter made this mistake here.
他不但自夸，他还张狂。
He not only boasts, he was proud.
但是我很欣赏彼得。
But I still admire Peter.
假如我在那里的话
，If I were there，
我心里面虽然想别人都会跌倒，我才不会。
虽然 I even though I think that everybody will fall away， but I would not。
但我总要说一句，哎呀，我大概也不行了，跟他们一样。
But I'll be pretending humble and say maybe I cannot do it. I'll be like everybody else.
我还说几句冠冕堂皇的话。
I'll say something that like looks very good.
至少彼得是一个诚实的人。
At least Peter is a very honest man.
我很喜欢彼得。
I like Peter.
虽然他有很多的软弱。
Even though he has many weaknesses.
但是他在神的面前很诚实。
But he is very honest before God.
结果他最后三次不认主。
Peter denied Lord three times.
他跌倒了。
He fell.
为什么三次不认主呢？
Why did he deny the Lord three times?
因为他被人家认出来的时候。
Because when somebody recognized him,
是耶稣在那里在大祭司的那个院子里面被审判的时候。
When Jesus was on trial in front of the priest,
他如果那个时候承认他是主的门徒，
if Peter admit that he is a disciple of Jesus Christ,
他肯定要跟主一样被抓起来。
He will be arrested just like Jesus.
所以恐怕也要钉十字架。
Maybe he will be crucified too.
所以他一想，最保险的方法就是否认。
So the safest way for Peter right then was to deny that he was with Christ.
彼得软弱了。
He was weak.
他求自己的益处。
He was self-seeking.
他看见的也是只有他自己的益处。
He only see his own interest.
他跌倒了。
He fell.
然后我们，你如果读约翰福音的二十一章。
If you read John chapter 21.
读到最后的时候。
At the end.
有一个插曲。
There one interlude.
虽然主要的都是耶稣跟彼得的交谈。
Even though the whole chapter is focused on Peter and Jesus.
但是这一段圣经却是约翰写的。
But this book is written by the Apostle John.
约翰在约翰福音里面。
John in the book of John.
好几次说他自己是主所爱的那个门徒。
Many times he mentioned that he is the disciple that loved by Jesus.
所以他就记载了这段圣经。
So John recorded this part.
彼得跟耶稣基督有一段对话以后。
After Peter talk, have a conversation with Jesus.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你年轻的时候。
When you were young.
你可以束上带子到处跑。
You can have a belt and walk everywhere you like.
但是你年纪大的时候。
When you are old.
你会被人家带到你不愿意去的地方。
You will be chained and taken to a place you don't want to go.
约翰在这里做了注脚。
John put a footnote there.
说是耶稣在这里是指着彼得要怎么样将来为他寻道的。
John said this is pointing to how Peter was going to die for Jesus.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰福音的成书是四福音书里面最晚的。
The book of John was finished, the last book finished in the four gospel books.
在写这一段二十一章的时候，我相信彼得已经寻到了。
When the book 21st, the last book was finished, I believe that Peter was martyred already.
所以约翰在这里说是主是指着彼得将来要怎么样为他寻道。
That's why John said this is pointing to how Peter was going to martyred.
你看马上这个彼得就说了一句话。
So Peter said,
他说彼得看见他就问耶稣说这个他是谁。
Peter said, John said, Peter saw him and he asked, who is this him?
这个他就是约翰。
This him is John.
约翰就站在旁边。
John was right beside them.
彼得说我将来假如要被人家这个竖上双手带到我不愿意去的地方，他呢
？Peter was asking Jesus, say, I will be chained when I'm old. I will be chained and took to place I don't want to go. How about this guy?
他说主啊，这人将来如何
？He asked, What about him? What will happen to him?
你如果看圣经的话
，If you read the Bible,
耶稣的回答是什么
？What did Jesus answer?
这人将来会怎么样？与你何干？
What happened to this person is doesn't matter to you. It's none of your business.
用英文说是 none of your business. 已经翻得很好哈，对。那么 所以我们看到彼得在这里他的心态是什么
So we can see the attitude of Peter
彼得我想他不只是好奇
Peter was not just curious
他是嫉妒啊
He was envious too
因为他知道耶稣最爱的门徒不是他
Because he knew the beloved apostle disciple of Jesus was not him
不但不是他
It's not only not him
他将来还要双手被人家绑起来到一个他自己不愿意去的地方
Moreover, he will be, Peter will be chained in both hands and then taken to a place he didn't want to go
主啊这个人呢
Lord, how about this person?
他是不是也跟我一样啊
Is he going to be like me?
各位弟兄姐妹们我们看见彼得的天性里面
We can see the nature of Peter
他嫉妒
He was envious
约翰是他的一起打鱼的伙伴
John was his partner in fishing
一起被耶稣基督呼召的
He was called together with Peter John and Peter called together
一起跟随耶稣的
They followed Jesus the same time
为什么我将来要有这么倒霉的结果他呢他就没事吗
Why am I having such bad future but this guy will be fine
各位弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见彼得的天性里面有许多跟这个爱的道理是相反的。
We saw that in the nature of Peter, there are so many things contradictory to the love principle.
但我们看耶稣怎么样对彼得说
？What did Jesus say to Peter?
说你喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
很明显的，耶稣包容了彼得。
It's very obvious that Jesus tolerated Peter.
包容就是鼓励。
Tolerance is encouragement.
特别是在这个门徒已经三次不认他。
Especially after this disciple denied Christ three times.
耶稣仍然把喂养小羊的这么一个重任交给这么一个门徒。
Jesus still gave Peter this responsibility to feed his lamb.
我读到这里的时候，心里非常的感动。
When I read this, I was so touched.
我相信世上比彼得能干的人很多。
I believe there are so many people that are more talented than Peter.
世上比彼得的这个品德要高的也很多。
So many people that have much better character than Peter.
但是耶稣基督没有把这些重任交给那些人。
But Jesus did not hand this big responsibility to those people.
他把重任交给一个跌倒的人。
Jesus hand this big responsibility to a fallen person.
耶稣信任彼得。
Jesus trusted Peter.
耶稣也多次忍耐彼得。
Jesus endured Peter many times.
你看到耶稣对彼得的这种态度。
You can see Jesus' attitude towards Peter.
我们看见耶稣他身上所流露出来那个 agape 的爱。
We can see the agape love flow from Jesus Christ.
我们看见彼得有改变哦。
We can see the change in Peter.
我们礼拜五晚上的时候。
Friday night.
我们这个溪水边小组查这个约使徒行传。
A small group beside the streams, we had studied the book of Acts.
我们读的是十二章。
We studied the chapter 12.
里面特别提到。
It mentioned.
彼得被抓起来了
Peter was arrested
然后摆在一个死牢里面
It was in a jail
他双手双脚都被铁链绑起来
His both feet and legs are chained with iron chains
左边右边各有一个兵看守他
There are soldiers on each side of him
而且门外还有兵看守着
And there are soldiers outside of the cell jail
半夜的时候
In the middle of the night
这里记载说天使拍彼得的肋旁拍醒了他说快快起来
It recorded that the angel struck Peter on the side and woke him up quick get up
你要知道当时的情形是什么吗
Do you know the situation right then
十二个使徒里面第一个使徒已经寻到了
Among the 12 apostles the first apostle was dead already martyred already
就是雅各
It was James
就是约翰的哥哥
It's John's brother
难道彼得不知道吗
Do you think Peter did not know that?
彼得深深的知道他很可能以为他下一个要被杀的一定是他
Peter knew in his heart that he might be the next one to be martyred
而且很可能就是第二天
and maybe just the next day.
但是我非常的惊讶的发现，这一个人，他很可能第二天就要死的人。
I am surprised to find out that Peter may be crucified, martyred next day.
他却睡得很熟。
But he slept deeply.
天使要来拍他的肋旁。
Angel has to struck on his side.
要摇他。
Have to shake him.
把他拍醒。
To wake him up.
叫他说你快快起来。
To tell him get up quickly.
代表他不但睡了。
It means that he not only slept.
他睡得很熟。
He slept deeply.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么彼得可以在这种患难当中仍然能够睡得很安稳？
How can Peter sleep so deeply during this trouble, during this suffering?
我发现只有一个原因。
I can only find one reason.
因为彼得对他的前面的道路有个盼望。
Because Peter has hope in his future.
他已经准备要为主寻道了。
He is prepared to martyr for Jesus Christ.
因为他的朋友叫雅各已经被人家杀了。
Because his friend James was killed already.
他知道他很可能要步他的朋友的后尘。
He knew that he is going, very likely he is going to follow his friend's steps.
但是他马上就要到回到天家去。
He's going to heaven very soon.
各位弟兄姐妹们，盼望带来心里面的平安。
Hope brings peace in our hearts.
彼得生命改变了。
This change in Peter's life.
圣经里面告诉我们说，在爱里没有惧怕。
The Bible tells us there's no fear in love.
一个真正的爱。
In the true love.
在阿嘎佩的这种爱里面。
In the agape love.
是没有惧怕的。
There's no fear.
可以睡得安稳的。
You can sleep deeply.
最后这段经文说，爱是永不止息。
The last part of the verse says, love never fails.
在八个不和四个凡事的爱是持续的。
The eight don'ts and four always are continuing.
是永不止息的。
It never fails.
意思说。这是一个我们一辈子要学的功课。
It means it's a lesson that we're learning our lives.
不是说我们学了一次以后就学会了。
It doesn't mean once we learn it, we got it.
因为我们里面的软弱。
Because the weakness inside of us.
仍然在那里。
It's still there.
还是会回来。
It always come back.
而且常常回来。
And come back very often.
这就是为什么我们到的主的饼跟杯面前的时候，
That's why when we come to the cup and the bread of the Lord's Supper,
必须要审查自己的罪。
We need to examine our sins.
再一次来到主的面前。
Once again, we come to the Lord.
像彼得一样，
like Peter,
靠着主，
depend on God.
再一次的从有属天的平安。
Once again, we have the peace from heaven.
最后，
lastly,
我提醒各位。
I want to remind everybody.
在这个爱篇下面有一段话。
At the end of the love verses, there's one verse.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now these three remains: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
各位弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们整个的信仰就是一个字，就是爱。
Our faith can be concluded in one word, and that's love.
不是我们能爱。
It's not that we can love.
乃是神先爱了我们。
God loved us first.
我们信了耶稣以后。
Once we believed in Christ.
圣灵内住。
The Spirit lives in us.
改变我们。
Change us.
把那个八个不除掉。
Take away that eight don'ts.
把那个四个凡事摆进来。
And put in our hearts the four always.
让我们经历阿嘎佩的爱。
So we can experience the unconditional love.
我们谢谢小芬姐妹的翻译。
We thank Li Fu for his sermon.
谢谢。Thanks, Brother Li's message and Sister Xiaofang's one for translation.Now it's an offertory time, and offertory co-worker, please come out. And while we collect the offering, we will sing this, All to Jesus I Surrender.